Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September 2nd, 2023. We're going to talk about something that is extremely important to, I guess, you know, some people, and that's the idea of good. And I want to take the time to really maybe emphasize this, because good is something that is relative to each and every one of us. What might be good for you might not be the same for someone else. So we're going to be looking at good. I have this wonderful email from a man named Raymond, who lives in San Pedro, California. And he asks about certain things about myself and my relationship with the work, and how I try to help my students. And I want to thank you, Raymond, for your comments. I'm glad that it leaks through. And then he asks, what is good? I'm very confused. And I agree, most people are very confused about good. Good is something generally thought of, if you look it up in the dictionary, as something that benefits another person. This word good can be very dangerous, because I have often seen in my own life things that I thought were very good that turned into things not so great. And so when you start looking at the things that transform into, let's say, things that are undesirable, things that we would not look at as good, like, well, relationships. You start off with the idea that this relationship, whatever it's going to be, is going to be good in your life, and it's going to produce many good things. And then due to all sorts of chemical imbalances and chemical changes and genetic acuities, we start changing and morphing into another person, and all of a sudden the person that we thought we were with, we're not with anymore, because they have changed or they've revealed things that you didn't know. And yeah, I hear this all the time in the counseling room. So in my session work with students, trying to help them meditate and learn the art of meditation, all of their gunk leaks into session, and we have to talk about many different things. Jesus once said, why callest me good? There is none good but God. And so we get into this idea of who knows what's good for us, who knows what is good. There is a presence that lives within you, Raymond, and in all of us, that is the essence of inner awakening. It is the essence of entering into the mystique of the mystical, as I call it. And in entering into this, everything that is, shall we say, of a human nature starts to descend, and we rise above it all. We rise above the condescending attitude that the ego has about anything that it cannot purport through thought. Remember, the ego is only as good as the last thought we have. And if you want to know what your ego is like, take a look at the quality of your thoughts, and you will start to understand a great portion of it. In the Gnostic Gospels, Jesus said, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If what is within you, what you do not bring forth, will destroy you. So, what is this thing that he's talking about within us, that if we don't bring forth, it will destroy us? If we do bring forth, it will save us. It is the essence, the goodness of our being, that is love. And as Jesus said in the Bible, the Christian Bible, there is none good but God. God is love. So when we're talking about good, there's the good that you and I would think would benefit us, let's say, in the world, wanting healing, wanting money, wanting something to happen, something not to happen. That all of that is not the kind of good that a Buddha or Jesus or Lhasa would be talking about in the narrative. What they would be talking about is exactly what Jesus said. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. What does he mean? It means save me from all of the falderall of Gregory, all of the mischief of Gregory, all of the silliness of Gregory that would create karma, that would create devastation, useless pain and suffering. There is useful pain and suffering, and then there is useless. The useless is what I put myself through, just being prideful, filled with vanity, egotistical stuff. The useful pain is when I feel all of that stuff and I realize what I have done to my life. And that's exactly what Jesus said when he said, if what is within you, what you do not bring forth, it will destroy you. And it will. I've seen people do it. I'm coming out with a commentary here in the near future, and it's entitled, It's Not That You Can't, It's That You Won't. People are prone to their mischief. They are prone to their biases inside of themselves. They have no sense of what is happening not to them, but from them. They just don't want to get that. They don't really want to see that. That is something that just does not swing with them in their brain. So they think that they are doing just fine, and what they deserve is more than what they get, basically. And some people think that what they got was more than what they deserved. I've seen that too. But the truth of that matter is that's just as bad as the other one because, it's all convoluted in the ego. There is one basic, you ask in your email, Raymond, for one basic goodness that you can follow. So I'll give it to you here at the end. In everything, then do unto others as you would have them do unto you, said Jesus, for this is the essence of the law and the prophets. Enter into the narrow gate, he said. Follow the way. Follow the goodness. That's what he's talking about. Follow the way, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter into it. But small is the gate and the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. This is all true. I've found this with myself. I have found it with my students. I've found it with my family. I have found it with my friends. It is all true. It is all true. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, that means that you would have the highest sense of goodness for all people. You would want only the best because you would want that for yourself. This is just the simple law. This is what I call the place card for higher consciousness later on. So this is just a teaching that Jesus offered to those of us who are not inclined maybe to be awakened or spiritually aware or even care. They just want to get through life. And there are so many people who are like that, many, many. So when you start thinking about your question, what is good, the goodness comes from the authentic heart. The kind of good people are looking for comes from the human heart. It's sympathetic and it has a lot of flaws in it that most people just simply don't see and recognize because their mentality is pretty low based in their genetic acuities. But be that as it may, you can take the high, high road to goodness, which is love, or you can take the other road that is at least not in the category of pain, sorrow, and suffering. That is the good that you would do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That kind of good. Complicated? I know. But authentic. What I gave you is truly very important. And if you can understand it, well, then you have found your goodness. How about that? You have. Anyway, thank you, Raymond, for your beautiful question. And if you have more, always feel free to send them. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, and please forgive me. Namaste.